Friday, May 3rd at the Emporia Golf Course. Register your team or become a sponsor by visiting newmanrh.org/golf tournament or contact Sailor Middleton at 620-341-7781. Denim and Diamonds, directly supporting local quality healthcare for all.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, overcast, 55 degrees, it is 827. And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union is ready to help you tackle your home improvement jobs this spring. Looking to remodel your kitchen or maybe put in a new privacy fence? ESFCU has financing tools to turn your dreams into a reality. Learn more at ESFCU.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA. NMLS number 424-226.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Letitia Rust, who's Director of Emporia State Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center. Letitia, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're doing all good. We are doing all good here so far. Wanted to ask you before we get started here on, you know, really kind of our main topic at hand, how things have gone since CyRock opened up here just a few weeks back.
Yeah, we are busy. We have so many irons in the fire, so to speak. We're meeting with so many great people about how we're going to be able to help our community and to be able to really make cyber awareness something that ESU is going to be known for. So we have been busy. We had our Region 7 director from CISA, which is our Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He actually came on campus last Friday on his way through to a conference back to Kansas City, and he was really, really impressed with what we're starting to do in our new space.
So any feel on what kind of interest this is going to be garnering from students that want to get involved in cybersecurity research, Letitia?
Oh, yeah. We have a ton of prospects. We have students that are really excited about our new curriculum and wanting to come to Emporia State and get that great degree that they know they're going to be able to find a job as soon as they graduate or even before they graduate because there's such a high demand for those in cybersecurity. And it's not just one or two jobs that are deemed cybersecurity. It's about 45 different jobs that are under the cybersecurity umbrella. So we have a lot of work to do on our end to be able to get our students to be prepared to get those really good jobs, and we're up for that task. So we're really excited.
So placement should not be difficult, huh?
No, not by any means. Not by any means at all.
I was going to ask you, Letitia, what type of jobs kind of fall under that cybersecurity umbrella here, at least that maybe are immediately available for folks. And granted the fact that, you know, this seems to be a field that's going to have a lot more tentacles developing really quickly.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different jobs that are under that umbrella. Like a security analysis, that's one of those people that sits there and watches, make sure that everything is secure. We're also, there's a pen tester where those individuals just sit there and with permission, they like ping the servers and make sure that there's no threats out there. There's also higher level jobs where we could, with students with a lot of experience over 5 to 10 years, could really get a lot of money and be a CISO or what we call a CISO, and those are really higher level that go to work for a major company that help to protect their infrastructure and security. So there's a lot of different jobs that are in that realm.
Well, President Hush would indeed, I think, consider this a strike zone area for Emporia State University. That's the Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center. And Letitia's in this morning specifically to talk about some cybersecurity tips for National Small Business Week. And I'll tell you what, Letitia, we are all susceptible to a lot of stuff going on, and it's tough to keep up on everything. So let's talk about maybe some tips and what we need to look out for.
You bet. And it's not a question of when certain people get attacked, or it is that they will be attacked. It's just when. And so that's why this is kind of important. So I thought maybe some tips for some small to medium businesses and those that own their own business. So cyber threats are aimed at small to medium-sized businesses, and that's about 61% of businesses. So that's a huge percentage.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, unfortunately, pretty costly if you wind up getting hit by one of those.
Yes, that is true. It can cost. If it's a ransomware, what that means is someone can hack into your system and grab a hold of all of your information, your customer information, you know, their, you know, financials, and they can hold them for ransom and require you to pay a pretty hefty price to get that back. And so some of those tips that we can help you with that are have backups all the time on your systems. Make sure that you do an actual backup to make sure that data is secure, possibly on a external hard drive or in the cloud service. So that way, if you are hit, you may not have to pay that ransom, and you'll still have all of your data. And another big deal with small businesses is that 40% of small businesses report that they lose their data forever if they get hit because they may not be able to afford that ransom. And also, it's really important to know that there are places out there that can help you if you do get hit with something like that.
Well, and if small businesses are hit, a lot of them, they don't come back, Letitia?
That is correct. That is correct. According to the government, a lot of our small businesses and those that are, you know, unable to recover, 60% of those businesses actually fail. They cannot recover, and they have to close their doors, which is really unfortunate.
Letitia, there sounds like there's a huge percentage of small businesses specifically that aren't ready to handle any sort of a cyber attack. Is it one of those things where they don't really know how to, or they don't think it's going to happen to them?
That's a little bit of both. That's a great question, Chuck. It's out there, and we are. That's part of our mission is we want to be able to educate everyone. It's again not of a question of if, but it's when, and we want to try to help those businesses to be able to know how to prepare. Number one, and number two, if they are attacked, what they need to do. So I have a couple of tips that can help small businesses to prepare for that.
Well, tip us, Letitia, please.
All right. So the first and foremost thing is communication with all employees. So there may only be a few in a small shop, but they need to understand how phishing works for those emails and what to click on, what not to click on. An emergency plan. If something goes down, who are they going to call? Do they have someone that is going to be able to help them, like a MSP, what we call, or a managed security provider, which is a third-party person or company that can actually help with cybersecurity for those businesses? That number needs to be laminated beside the phone just in case if something does happen at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, they know who to call. There's also insurance that businesses can get, but there's also some scammers in there, too, so you have to be really careful about cyber insurance to make sure that you really understand what that means. Another really important tip is if you have multiple users on your computer systems, don't use an admin login. Don't let everyone log in as one particular person or use the same credentials. Make sure everyone has their own.
That one probably, yeah. In certain circumstances, not going to be that bad. But if you're in a social media heavy type of business, that could cause all sorts of different problems.
Yeah, it really, really does. Because we're finding increasingly more and more hackers know that admin or password 1234 or the name of the business or the address is usually what drives some of that, and social media is big because a lot of people use social media to buy and sell things. And so that's also really important to kind of have that locked down just a little bit more.
Leticia, what about backing things up, file storage and backups?
Oh, yeah, that's really important. You need to make sure you back up your files on external drive possibly or in the cloud. Some people are worried about the cloud, but it's relatively safer than keeping things stored on your hard drive within your computer, because we also know that there's actual theft of a computer. So someone can take your computer or your iPad if it's mobile. So backing up those valuable information pieces offline or off your actual unit or computer is really important too.
Again, Leticia Russ joining us, the director of Emporia State Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center here, really highlighting National Small Business Week and some cybersecurity tips. Leticia, how can you, I guess, maybe budget for a plan? And kind of what type of money are we talking about to have a solid plan based on the general size of the business that you have?
That is a great question. And unfortunately, I don't have a solid answer for that, because some of these managed service providers, they can create a plan specifically for your small business or your medium business. It's tailored to your needs, so it's specific for different things, because we know a small downtown boutique is going to be a little bit different than, let's say, a medical practitioner's office where there's a little bit kind of different data and that could be stolen. So those can be kind of captured differently, and the price would be a little bit different, but it is all worth the money. If you're going to spend maybe $10,000 to $15,000 in a year on your cybersecurity or your data protection, that is actually a lot cheaper than you would have to pay for a malware or a ransomware attack to be able to get your data back and to, you know, make sure that your customers are protected.
And we're talking with Leticia Russ, director of ESU Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center. Well, Leticia, can you be used as a resource for local businesses here?
You bet. We will be having some boot camps for the community coming up this summer. We will have some information and kind of do a really quick rundown of how things can progressively get better for our community in cybersecurity, and especially our small businesses. But for the time being, if anyone has any questions, they're more than welcome to reach out to me. They can also go to CISA, C-I-S-A, .org. Excuse me. Yes, I think that's right. And they'll be able to get some information that is free that will be able to help them with their small businesses. And my email is lrust1@emporia.edu. or cyroc@emporia.edu.
Sounds good.
Great information, Leticia. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for having me today.
Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, Leticia Rust, who is ESU's Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center Director, joining us on the ESU Buzz this morning, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Good morning, it's 8:40.
Chick Day is Saturday at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Heartland Hatchery will have a great variety of over 25 breeds of chicks, including Heritage, 8 breeds of ducklings, turkeys, goslings, and Pearl Guineas. And Blue Stem has all the supplies.